Well, you've got to get a mandate. That's number one. Number two is the very first at the top. None of these things move me. We go from mandate to commitment. None of these things move me. That takes commitment. Put commitment down there. Folks, I've got to make a commitment to succeed. If it takes 18 hours a day, then don't quit at 5 and don't start at 10. You can't start at 10 and quit at 5 and succeed at anything other than wasting your time and losing all the opportunities. None of these things move me. What's moving you from commitment? See, what's moving you? You've got to make a commitment. And you can't make a commitment to an idea. You make a commitment to the mandate God gave you for results. Number three, let's move faster. It's the third one down. Number three, that I might finish my course. Now, I like that I might finish my course. That's fortitude. Fortitude or stick-to-itiveness, I don't mind. You can use both words. I prefer fortitude because it implies you make an effort. I'm going to finish my course. He had a mandate, he had commitment, and he had fortitude. That's number three. Number four is the second one. Neither count I my life dear to myself. Now he had sacrifice. And you have to have it in that order. Some folks are just looking for something to sacrifice themselves for. You've got some kind of a sick demon attached to you, you've got to get delivered of, because that's not how it goes. Well, I want to sacrifice myself. What for? What for? You've got to have a mandate. You've got to have a commitment to that mandate. Then you've got to have some fortitude. And then you sacrifice. Whatever price. What's getting you to quit? Well, I really heard, if that's all it takes. You know, God had to do something really embarrassing in my life a little while ago. Not too long ago either. I kept on worrying about everybody responding properly to the truth over all these things we've been through over the last year and a half. Until finally God had to sit me down and remind me that everybody will rise and fall on their own merits, and there wasn't a thing I could do about it. And it's a pretty sobering thing when you see the feeble, the lame excuses people have for their lawless conduct. Is that all it took? Didn't you hear from God at all? Is that why you gave your tithe and offering? Is that why you were in Sunday every week, in church every week? Is that why you were part of an agape fellowship? Is that why? Is that all it took? Talking about the dynamics of success. Number one, you have a mandate. I received it from the Lord Jesus. Number two, you have a commitment. None of these things is going to move me. Number three, you have fortitude that I might finish my course. Number four, neither count I my life dear to myself. You're willing to sacrifice. God, give me great men and women who will sacrifice. You know, when Solomon was looking for them, he said, I could only find 1 in 1,000. Isn't that something? Number five, with joy. That's attitude. Don't you love that? With joy. Thrown in the middle of all of this success is this little phrase, with joy. I love that by itself, just with joy. Honey, you're not going to succeed if it isn't with joy. If you're going to be a pain in the neck about this thing, you're going to fail and you're going to drive people away from you. If you're going to be so serious that you make people delirious, you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to do it with joy. With joy. That's attitude, with joy, that's a choice. See, joy isn't laughter. You can't always laugh at everything, but joy is a deep rejoicing in God. That's attitude. Why do I have a good attitude? Because I have a deep rejoicing in God no matter what. I could have a rotten attitude. Hey folks, if people could give me a rotten attitude, surely I should have one by now. You know? Well, I'm afraid I'm becoming rather a bitter person because of all the things I've been through. I wouldn't make that confession, first of all. And second of all, don't make it to me specifically because I may strike you. You're becoming bitter, you think? What, you think someone else is running your life? Someone else is making your choices? Excuse me. With joy, that's all I have to say. Maybe you ought to get a new bumper sticker. With joy. I do everything with joy.
Well, I'm not going to do it. Why should I? I've given enough already. Honey, with joy. With joy. If you aren't fun to be around and if you don't have a good attitude, who's going to follow you and help you succeed anyway? Who wants anything you got going for you? You've got nothing going for you. I don't care how serious the situation, if you can't do it with joy and a good attitude, just give up and go home. You won't succeed. Number six. The next phrase, the ministry. That's spirituality. Isn't it interesting? I'm going to say something to you. I really want God to help you here. No matter what you want to seek, be a success at, you've got to see it as a ministry. Your marriage is a ministry. Your business is a ministry. Your ministry in the church is a ministry. I couldn't resist putting it that way. That requires spirituality. It's a ministry. It's of God. It's a holy thing. It's a divine thing. It's a godly thing. It's the ministry. And you can trace it always all the way back to your mandate. You received it from Jesus. Notice it's right next to the mandate. Spirituality. You've got to be spiritual about this thing and say, God is in this thing. And then finally, number seven is the last phrase at the bottom of the page, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. And you know what the word there is? Help. Yeah. You're going to need grace to succeed. You need some help. Isn't that something? When you've succeeded, you're going to have to testify the grace of God, not a fantastic thing you did. It took grace.